B-Pod Studios.
I gotta apologize to the guy.
Chowder.
Tony?
Chowder.
Tony, is that Tony? Is that you? It's Stan. Tony. Chowder.
Hey.
Chowder. Tony. Tony, it's Stan. Are you okay? Are you all right?
I've been better.
Yeah, I this has been eating me up.
Well, all my kids. I'm doing great.
Tony, I'm sorry about this morning. I'm sorry. I lost my temper. I don't do that normally. You frustrated me so much this morning. And I'm sorry. I just want to apologize and ask, are you all right? I mean, I left your store in a huff, and you were down on the ground, and I should have at least gone back. I feel bad, Tony. Tell me you're okay and you forgive what I did.
Well, sure,
Tony. More, can forgive me. I mean,
I just lost my train of thought.
Tony, will you accept my apology?
Sure. And you know, let bygones be bygones.
Good.
I was only on the floor for about 90 minutes. The back of my head is all swelled up, and now you hit me in the face. You didn't hit me in the back of the head.
I think you might have hit your head.
Happened.
I think
what
you
happened?
Might. Tony, do you remember when I went into your store this morning and you were sitting at that round table and you were sitting down looking at like a magazine smoking, and I just went in there and I said how disgusting the place looks. Do you remember?
I remember. And I was sitting in the captain's chair.
Yes.
And I was having some coffee.
Yes, there was coffee there. Newspaper. Yes.
A small orange juice.
I don't remember seeing an orange juice.
I think it may have got tipped over.
I don't know. But
it's okay.
All right.
I do remember the little I heard the little bell ring when you came in.
Well.
And I remember that I said, hey,
yeah,
my man, there he is, how you stand?
Yeah, and what else do you remember?
You hit me in the face.
Tony, you're leaving a big chunk of it out of there. Look, I feel bad that I hit you in the face. Nobody should resort to violence, especially, Tony, when it's family.
Well, look. It is family. A lot of people are upset. Big Tim found me.
Big Tim found you? I thought he's in school.
He panicked because he usually calls me when he gets his lunch, which I think people like him, they make him eat at, 10:30, 11.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to eat, with the general public.
So,
and every day he'll call.
Yeah.
He'll call a restaurant on his lunch break and ask me if I'm proud of him or some nonsense, such like that. And so when he didn't get an answer, he panicked.
Yeah, well, as he tends to do.
And well, thank God he did, because he came. Sliding into the restaurant. We got the gravel out there.
Yeah, that's another. You got the gravel out there with weeds. That's how our argument started.
Well, when he pulled in there, he was going fast, and a spray of gravel hit the windows. I don't even know if you broke them or if that broke them.
I didn't break any windows.
you know, it looked pretty bad, and, you know, the fire in the kitchen and all that. But
fire in the kitchen? I didn't do any. Hey, stop pinning stuff on me. Fire in the kitchen, broken windows, swelled back of the head.
No, all I know is that you hit me in the face.
I punched you in the face.
I was wearing my reading glasses.
All right. But we're
And you punched me in the face.
Okay. But I just want to make sure we're all good on this. You know that's not me.
Yeah. You struck me in the face.
I know. I know. And I feel bad. That's why I'm calling you. I'm sorry. Will you accept my apologies and let's not take it any further? You know, we don't have to bring in authorities or anything like that.
Dan, let me explain this to you. There's a reason that I did not call the police on you. First of all, I would never do it.
Thank you. You're not going to press charges?
Of course not.
Oh, Tony, thank you.
And secondly, you may have saved my life.
I may have saved your life, Tony, by punching you in the face hard. By punching you in the face, I may have saved your life. What happened? Tell me, what?
Well, because you punched me so hard, right in the face. I mean, there's no mistaking the intention when somebody hits you that hard.
In the face.
Right there on the bridge of your nose, your glasses get ground into your eye. It's a mess. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. But that's besides the point. I do believe that because of your actions today,
yes,
that you saved my life. You may have even saved the rest of my life.
What do you mean? How
could I call police on somebody that did that to me?
I thank you for not pressing charges.
Thank you for hitting me in the face.
Thank you for not calling the police.
You don't know what you walked in on this morning.
What did I walk in on?
If you remember me sitting at the table.
All disgusted.
Well, and I had the newspaper out there.
Yeah.
And I was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but I had just been sitting there staring at the wall for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably didn't notice because you were busy hitting me in the face. But right before you hit me in the face.
All right, I hit you in the face.
Right. What you didn't see is that underneath that that newspaper?
Yeah,
was my pistol.
Oh no, Tony, you weren't gonna.
I can be honest with you now.
Oh, don't.
Because you punched me in the face so hard, maybe you knocked some sense into.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're seeing the light. And I'm glad you're not pressing charges, and I'm glad that pistol didn't go off in your face.
I would never press charges on you. I consider you a dear friend. And if you hadn't brutally just punched me as hard as you could in the face and my glasses and all that, I might have just gone ahead and do it. But because you just took the hammer to my face, that's what it feels like, you know?
I know.
Feels like somebody hit me with a Louisville Slugger.
I know.
But now I see, and I hope your listeners are paying attention, because many times where God may shut a door, he also leaves open a window.
Right, a window.
Right.
What window did he leave open? What window did he leave open for you, old man?
Well, all because you assaulted me.
Yeah.
Deadly intent.
I wasn't deadly. I punched you in the face.
You don't punch somebody that hard unless you mean to kill him. Especially an old man wearing glasses and suffers from Parkinson's.
Okay.
I told myself I wasn't going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I had planned to put that gun in my mouth and end it all because...
Please, Tony.
Then you don't know the numbers and how bad things have been.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tony. I'm glad I stopped you.
Before you just jack slapped me right in the face, I couldn't see a way out. And, you know, when I laid there and my own blood among broken glass and teeth.
Yeah.
And just feeling pain that I didn't even know existed.
Okay, all right.
I realized that was the window that God had opened for me.
What did you learn? What window was open?
Because I'm not going to press charges on it.
Thank you.
I am going to handle this in what they call a civil way.
What?
And that way,
what?
You see, what? I will be able to sue you and get enough money where I can live comfortably the rest of my life, restaurant or no.
Meet Alice. She switches on her computing machine and looks to see what her friends have been up to on Facebook, the electric friendship generator. She checks in to see what Timmy's been up to. Alice and Timmy have been going steady for 6 months. That's funny. Timmy changed his relationship status from in a relationship to single. Even more curious, he became friends with Donna Whitehouse at 2:07 a.m. Timmy just bungled rule number one of Facebook relationship etiquette. Don't change your relationship status without consulting the other person. What a dope. Alice decides there must be some sort of mistake. She sends him a note to see if it was a mistake. Alice waits and waits and waits. Alice is tired of waiting, so she decides to stick it to Timmy. She uploads and tags a few embarrassing photographs of Timmy. Alice just broke Facebook relationship etiquette rule number two. Don't post embarrassing photographs of other people. Shame on you, Alice. It's okay, Alice. We all make mistakes. It looks like Timmy has posted some messages on Alice's wall. I can't believe you posted those photos of me. By the way, it was just a regular rash. TMI, Timmy, you've just broken Facebook relationship etiquette rule number three. Be discreet when posting messages on another person's wall. Alice removes Timmy's posts and tries to move on with her life. That's interesting. Timmy has been very busy on Facebook making friends with all of Alice's friends. Who would want to be pals with a grody Jody like Timmy? He has violated Facebook relationship rule number four. Don't steal other people's friends. Cool it, Alice. No one's going to date you if you get frown lines. Alice is fed up, so she creates a group called Timmy Gordon's A Real Wet Blanket. According to the group's description, Timmy cries over spilled milk. Timmy wets the bed. And Timmy is a communist. Be careful, Alice. This is clearly in violation of Facebook relationship rule number five. Don't start hate groups. What did I tell you, Alice? All of this could have been avoided by following the simple rules of Facebook etiquette. Have good Facebook manners, and the electric friendship generator will be more fun for everyone.
Sure have a wonderful time. friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat. But I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Was once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
The tip of the Beasley Broadcasting, spear. That's it? Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Glad to have you along. There's my friend right here, Mark Haney.
Good evening.
Through the glass, minding his own beeswax as Junior. Hey, you know what?
You better be nice to him because you were very rough on him yesterday. And he said to me privately, last time I checked, it's the Stan and Haney Show, not the Junior Show.
Yep, and I'm going to have to remember that.
And I'm not sure what the Rob Show is. But
oh, well. Okay, here. I'm gonna tell you a fun story.
That's what you're known for, is your fun stories.
Yeah. So, Zito, there's this guy, Rob. Known him a long time. Guess worked up Tampa way for a while, producing shows and stuff. And he, you described it best. It's almost like Zito has had a man crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
He admires his talent. So, God, I can tell you so much. Last night, my head was spinning. Because I did listen.
I don't.
Well, I know you don't. And I think the Rob Show is going to do quite well. He's going to do quite well.
When was it decided that it was going to be called the Rob Show?
6:05 last night. 5 minutes into the show. Now, so Rob comes down, nice guy. Think he's going to work out just fine. But I think you suggested it. Zito went along with it. I just thought it was fantastic. Let's not have the two of them meet. And this was God's honest truth until the show started.
I'm a big fan of honesty. And I think it will help them in the long run.
This was nothing staged or no. They did not come eye to eye, not even talking on the phone, until they saw each other.
With the mics on.
With the mics on at 6 o'clock, which prompted me, and I'm sorry I had to do it. I had to text Dave during the first break because the music was playing, and evidently he's showing Rob the ropes around here. Mm-hmm. And so as the song's playing last night, I hear, Dave, 1-2 check, 1-2 check. You're talking into an open mic, bonehead.
So while the rock song's playing, yeah, you hear Dave.
1-2 check, 1-2 check. So this is the time with they're getting to know each other. This is the time where Rob is most vulnerable to Dave.
Oh yeah. New town,
yeah.
New board.
Yeah.
And he's got Dave in the room with him.
Yep, so I'm driving around last night. I heard the first break, went home, had to go out afterwards. Said, let's see how the Rob show's doing with Dave the Waterman. And so I turn it on, and I cringe. I cringe. Rob comes on, does his thing, his talk, and Dave's there aping, you know, right on.
Mm-hmm. Well, doing his job. Yeah.
Yeah, right on.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And so I hear Rob going, and we're with Dave the Waterman, and Dave, are you telling me we got a request here? Somebody texted in, you did a song called El Camino? That's right, brah. Back years ago, 15, 20 years ago, I wrote this song, El Camino, and I finally got it professionally done. And so poor Rob, he's buying into this hook, line, and sinker.
He doesn't know any better.
He doesn't know any better. He goes, yeah, well, can we hear it? Really? You wrote it? You got who's in? Randy Bailey, Mark Caney from the Stan and Haney show. Well, yeah. I mean, if the listeners are wanting to hear El Camino, let's.
Yeah, he doesn't know any better.
So, let me see. I got to look real very quickly because my girlfriend, when she heard this, she rolled her eyes and said, oh, no. I've got to let him know. And she texted, and I don't know if it's on here. Let me see. she tried to warn Rob.
Warn about what? El Camino, I think, is a great song. No. Me and Randy did a great job.
Yes. Now, I'll find it later. That's the thing. So, Rob, you know, first night, never met this clown ass before, says let's play the song, and so it starts on. It starts rocking until Dave starts his singing.
Yeah.
And so Rob's going, hey man, this sounds really good. Damn right. And so it gets to your guitar solo in the song,
right?
And Rob says to Dave, that's you playing the guitar like that? And Dave reluctantly goes, no, I'm just singing and doing so. That's Mark Caney. And Rob goes, Mark Caney from Stan and Haney? That's him? He goes, man, he can really wail on the. That's unbelievable. It was all the music part of the El Camino song where Rob was blown away. And then Dave, you know, I said, what a sap. You know what? Dave's looking at fresh meat just to go and throw his crap on.
Now, bring Junior's mic up for a second, because I want to be fair about this. Dave's vocals on El Camino.
Yeah.
You know a little bit about this behind the scenes at the recording studio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Dave's vocals that we hear on that song were not auto-tuned, right?
They were not auto-tuned. They were manual-tuned.
They were what?
Manual-tuned.
Well, it's when auto-tune doesn't work and so you
it's
have
a program where you can go in and you can change the notes yourself.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding you.
So what we hear with his voice is not really what he was singing?
Well,
not really.
That's what we programmed.
You manually changed the notes.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, we got to you and I have to talk to Rob.
How different does the raw take sound like? Because I wasn't aware of that until recently.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Breathe. Oh, see? Oh.
So what we hear on the version of El Camino that we've played is the best he can sound.
Yes.
Whew. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. Welcome aboard, Rob.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Coming up on the show today, well, we'll have the grab bag here for you in just a second. And then later on, about an hour away, we do this periodically, and we're going to give you a chance to win. There are words that we think we know the meaning to.
What, like anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Yep. But kids today have their own lingo. I've got a list, and we've done this in past years, where a word that we think we know the meaning of.
Oh, you're talking about when they talk about Barneys and Bettys?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That your kids might be saying, you might even use it yourself. And I'm glad we got Junior here, because like he's a millennial, so he knows this.
Well, like Junior, when you hear Junior in the hallway and he calls someone a Wally.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm going to give you the word, and the first person can look it up.
Talking about hot rods and dune buggies.
Yeah. Dragsters. Tell me what the word is, and you'll win a prize. Later on today, our question of the week. Of course, 4 o'clock, got the G-spot safe word for you. Couldn't get you a thou.
When he pipes up, and he only did it one time because you corrected him, but he said, hey, what's going on, daddy-o? And he said, no.
Yeah.
No, that's not how we speak to our elders.
That's right. Kind of like that. Kind of like that. Oh, by the way, I understand, according to Junior, that Dave the Waterman called during the break to just
is he all right?
Just let me know he's coming in early.
Why?
I don't know why. He's got enough on his plate with the Rob Show, which incidentally, and that's the buzz going around, we bring this guy Rob in, and he's doing a show.
To do nights.
And Dave little put off that it's called the Rob Show.
I can see that, though.
Yeah. Cut him right at the knees. That's why he kept forcing that El Camino song on Rob.
Do you remember how outraged you were when we were first starting out?
Yeah.
And a senior member of management said, Stan, it's going to be called the Haney Show.
The only one that said that was Sinbad. Sinbad said that.
And I said, hey, I don't think that's going to work.
Right, right. Oh, God.
Don't you remember right out there in the trailer?
They didn't say that.
They said it's going to be known as the Haney Show.
They did not say that.
Stan?
They did not.
Haney's going to be taking everything over. And I saw the steam coming out of your ears.
That was me.
And the first thing I said, was, I looked at you and I go, "This ain't my idea. Don't associate this with me."
Okay, sure. Oh God, poor Dave.
The Rob Show.
The Rob Show. He's got his hands full.
He doesn't even have like a featuring.
No, because I even suggested because
that's what
that.
That's what I had to fight for when I got here.
You got it and you deserved it, but. I would think, you know, this is Stan saying this. You know, Dave getting his feelings hurt. Zito said, we're calling it the Rob Show. And I suggested, wouldn't it be the Rob Show with Dave the Waterman? And
seems reasonable.
They said, no.
No, can't do it.
Can't do that. Let's do the...
you know, that,
it's going to be just fine. Yeah. Rob's a talent.
Does that refrigerator come across the air?
Absolutely.
Because it is driving
me insane. You can hear that tone. Let me explain something. About 10 years ago, they brought a refrigerator into the studio. Everybody, you included, Zito, Garrett, whatever girl was working at the time, your Gabs, everybody loved the fact that we had the refrigerator in here, and I was the only one that said, you know, it has a hum that shouldn't be going over the air.
Well, it wasn't always this bad.
No, this thing has been here for years, and
I think it was only designed to last for 1 year.
And it's got grates in there, so as the motor's running and you got stuff in there, it vibrates the grates.
Is that what it is?
I think it has a lot to, and it just... makes a little noise in there, and I'm telling you,
I'm going slowly insane.
It drives you nuts. See, stopped. Now it's
back. There it goes.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug. Oh, I guess there's a new service at Amazon.
You love Amazon. The video, the music, the photo storage, and now even more to love when you're out of love. Introducing Amazon Divorce. Whether you're looking at a settlement of a couple hundred dollars or $137 billion, Amazon Divorce makes it simple. We'll ship your paperwork in 2 days with Amazon Prime. After you've thumbed through reviews on our website from other divorce people like Ben Affleck, Brad Pitt, and Kanye West, give that one time. Fill it out and send it back. Best of all, once you find that special someone again, you'll be absolutely sure she's with you for your charm and looks, and not your money. Just like Jeff Bezos. Amazon Divorce. Next time, find a woman you don't like and just buy her a house.
Yep.
He was messing around with a TV news girl.
Well, what is it they say about revenge, Stan?
Best served cold.
Now, think about it. You're Jeff Bezos. You have unlimited funds.
Yeah.
You want to mess around on your wife. You can make damn sure she will never, ever find out about it.
Of course you can.
Unless you happen to go out of your way to purchase the Washington Post and use that to criticize the President of the United States, who's best friends with the National Enquirer. Now, see, this is something that seems like it just happened. This happened a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, 9 months, I think.
When the President, probably having lunch with his buddy David Pecker from the National Enquirer, and Pecker going... You want us to go after him? No, not yet. And then there was one day, and we may never know what editorial or what it was that finally did it, when Trump just said, David, you've got the green light. Yeah. Take him down.
They got his texts now.
Let me tell you something. You think Robert Mueller is bad? Put the National Enquirer on somebody's ass.
They're bulldogs. I'd like to welcome a new sponsor to the show.
Today's show is brought to you by The Pound Key. Unless you're young, then the hashtag. Unless you're ancient, then the tic-tac-toe board.
Yeah, that's what I used to call it.
Yep. That thing.
Yep.
Remember when Touchtones first came out? What's this thing?
Yep.
What do you even call that? Call the tic-tac-toe thing.
Yep, because on the rotary, it wasn't there.
You could still play Mary Had a Little Lamb on it.
Let's go. We had our microphones, the meeting with Trump, Pelosi, and Schumer. We were there. Did he walk out? Are they blowing it? What happened?
And now, full coverage of President Trump's meeting with congressional leaders.
Bye-bye.
This has been full coverage of President Trump's meeting with congressional leaders.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Not since George Washington have we had a leader like this.
Trump was willing since Washington.
You certainly wouldn't see that kind of courage during the Obama administration.
Here's the thing. And Trump was right. A lot of people, he threw a temper tantrum. No, he didn't. He went in and talked to the two of them.
And what he said
he's willing to compromise.
Yep.
He said, okay, we open the government back up. I want guarantees from
that
you two.
Within 30 days,
we're going to do something. We'll open it back up. We have meetings. We're going to work something out. Within, Nancy Pelosi went right up and said, nope. He goes, can't talk to you. See ya. If that's your answer, well, we're going to open it back up. Nope. Okay.
You know, people have these ideas about him. Since the beginning, he has been willing to deal in good faith.
Yeah.
The problem is, and I don't know that I always believed this, but it's been proven to me. The Democrats cannot accept the results of the 2016 election.
It's the
truth. They just won't accept it.
No. No, it's been said.
Do you remember when we hired an agent and asked them to deal with Beasley? And
yeah.
What did they come back and say?
We can't talk to them.
They won't speak
They
to
won't
me.
Even speak. They would hang up.
Yep.
We had an agent one time that said, I've never met anybody like him.
Yep.
I identify myself as representing the two of you. And let me tell you, the agent that Haney and I had was one of the most powerful agents in the business. If I said the name, radio people from New York to California would know who he is. And he said, I called him up and they literally hung up on me. Hi, I'm representing Stan and Haney. Oh, click.
And then we were punished.
Yep. And we were punished. And the only thing we got out of that agent was a
bill.
A bill and a box of chocolates at Christmas. Big month here. I don't know how many of you people know that January, you know, they do this for men in November to grow your beard out.
What?
In January, it's January. It's the month where women don't shave.
Oh, no.
If young women are growing up and every woman they see is completely wax-shaved, plucked with an inch of her life, then what happens? They turn 10, 11, 12, 13, they grow a few body hairs and they think there's something wrong with them.
No,
they think it's disgusting.
I disagree.
And I just
when
feel
I first...
really strongly we have to send a message to young people that says...
What is the message you're sending?
The way your body is naturally is absolutely fine.
No. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why they do this. Because this is the world we live in. It is so women can challenge social norms.
Social norms are there for a reason.
And raise money for charities that promote a healthy body image. Give me a break.
Give me a break of that Kit Kat.
Okay, if you're going to pull a Dave move like this, why are you showing me this?
He wanted to show you armpit hair.
It's January.
Yep. January.
See, he doesn't care. He'd swipe right on that.
Yep.
Maybe.
Looking at these women, they're okay, young women, and they're all with their arm up in the air and all just woods underneath those armpits. And he's, yeah, you'd swipe yes to that, wouldn't you?
That's that maybe.
All right. If you're going to do a Dave move like this, do it right. Or it's so Dave. Follow me on this. A guy in Northern California recently told his roommate he hit the lottery for $10,000. $10,000.
$10,000.
Picture that roommate to be Dave. Hey, roommate, I just hit the lottery, brah, for $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the roommate had the ticket. I guess it was a swipe ticket. The winning ticket was swiped. Doctored the ticket up a little bit to say, hey, I won $10,000. He got caught. Part of the reason why, it wasn't a $10,000 ticket. It was a $10 million ticket. Here. Take a listen.
One of his roommates goes to the same store, purchases the same ticket, later alters his losing ticket to match the winning ticket.
Not only did he forge this, but he forged what is the wrong winning amount in this.
That's correct.
If you win the lotto, be careful who you trust.
Sign it, put it in a safe place only you know about, but you'll remember, and then come and claim the ticket.
He doctored it up to say it was $10,000 winner. And it, well, let me get make sure I could have it back.
Yeah, this is confusing.
No, but it was an actual. Yes, I'm going to read it to you because this is bonehead. And if you're going to go and do a scam on a roommate, make sure you put it in for the right amount, you idiot. A guy in Northern California recently told his roommate he hit the lottery for $10,000. So his roommate stole the ticket and swapped in a phony one he altered to look like the real one. When the guy went to cash it, lottery officials told him, it's a fake. This is a fake ticket. Then the roommate showed up to cash in the real ticket on Monday and got arrested. The craziest part, they both thought the ticket was $10,000. No, in actuality, it was $10 million. So now the guy's roommate is a millionaire. The roommate is facing charges for grand theft. So this might explain it better.
One of his roommates goes to the same store, purchases the same ticket, later alters his losing ticket to match the winning ticket.
Not only did he forge this, but he forged what is the wrong winning amount in this.
That's correct.
You win the lotto, be careful who you trust.
Sign it, put it in a safe place only you know about, but you'll remember, and then come and claim the ticket.
Jeez, both of them are dumbasses. Survey has been done. Research.
Well, the difference is one of them's a rich dumbass, yep. And one of them's an incarcerated dumbass.
They've done the research. You've always heard the term beer o'clock.
I thought it was beer 30.
That's what I thought. It's when you say it's time to have a beer. New study figured out exactly when beer o'clock happens. The consensus, 6:31. P.M.
It's beer o'clock. I got tequila sometime. Around whiskey 30.
Whiskey 30, I like that one.
It's beer o'clock. Jaeger bombs away. It's beer o'clock. I'm gonna pop the top and plan my getaway.
Yeah. Have you heard the Fuji Water girl speak?
No.
You're gonna now. Entertainment Tonight interviewed the Fiji Water girl. She's a model. She was the one in the background of all of those red carpet moments at the Golden Globes.
Angelic.
Her name is Kelleth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say her last
Cuthbert.
Name?
Cuthbert.
And she realized she was getting attention on social media. She said she knew she was getting all kinds of attention with social media while she was still holding
up
the Fiji
Water. In my case, it's unwanted attention.
And she's known, I guess, from what I've read, she's known for bikini poses. She likes to pose in a bikini. And here she is talking about, you know, the social media extravaganza that she's just lived through.
There are a lot of cameras at every single angle. It doesn't matter where you stand, you're in somebody's way.
And Fiji has their own photographer, but they encourage us just to be ourselves, have fun, hydrate the stars, keep everybody well hydrated, and you just sometimes end up in the crossfire.
When did you first know that this was becoming a thing?
I think I was the last to find out. I didn't have my phone on me. It was still working my shift. Right as the last stragglers were heading into the Golden Globe ceremony, people were busting out their phones and like, do you know you're going viral? And I thought they meant like Fiji and the Fiji girls. I didn't know they meant me specifically until I went on break and checked my phone and was just bombarded by what was going on. Wow. So funny.
So funny.
Yeah, she's so adorable.
Yeah, married to a tattooed Playboy photographer.
Yup. I knew this, but I bet you, and we're wrapping up the grab bag with it, I knew this, and I bet you a lot of people didn't know. I'm a James Bond movie fan, and we've had a Bond on the show before. And
we've had a Beatle on the show before.
But
they're not who you'd think.
No.
Yeah.
There's a little known fact. The first person ever on camera to portray James Bond was an American. His name was Barry Nelson, and he played James Bond in a live movie version of Casino Royale.
A live movie version?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
I guess it was on TV, but they did it like it was a movie.
Oh. It wasn't live.
No. Bond in a live
Because a
TV
live Bond movie,
movie
would be impossible.
TV movie version.
Okay.
You know who else was in it? The great
Shelley Winters?
Peter Lorre.
Oh.
Here's a rare little clip, because the book's all, you know, Ian Fleming's it's a British spy. Here's the live TV movie version of Casino Royale, played by James Bond, being played by American Barry Nelson.
The casino is full of apologies, Mr. Bond. Such an act is beyond explanation. You had not begun to play, so it was not your winnings they were after.
Yeah, it wasn't my autograph either.
Well, it looks like you're as lucky as they say.
Eh?
Oh, you're a legend, old boy. Card Sense Jimmy Bond, they call you. I knew you right away.
I didn't know I had that much of a reputation.
It's fun to pretend, isn't it?
Old Jimmy Bond. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
Old Jimmy Bond. Yep. That's what he's known as.
Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll open up the phones. and we'll talk to you, maybe pick up a prize.
Oh, that Fiji water girl.
Yeah, I know. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, chance to win with new word meanings with today's youth. Question of the week. There she is, Haney.
That's what I picture, you know, at that moment of death when you're leaving your body and someone comes to help you. Her with some angel wings going, come with me.
Yeah, come with me. It's everything's safe.
It's all fine.
Yeah. Stan and Haney.
You did good.
96.
You guys are doing good.
K-Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. If you'd like to call us, maybe pick up a prize. We're easy to get a hold of. Here's our telephone number. This will take you right to Junior. And don't let Junior, he should be nice to you. 239-277-9600.
Why would you say he's always been nice?
I don't know how he... Junior. And this... If somebody calls, what's the protocol that you do? You'll pick up... What do you say? K-Rock? Do you say Stan and Haney Show? What do you say?
Say K-Rock. You calling for open lines?
It's open phones.
Open phones.
Here's what I'd like you to do if we get some calls in here.
You got the promo suite ready?
Yeah, promo suite.
Oh, it's up and ready.
You go, K-Rock, this is Junior. You've called the Stan and Haney Show.
This is he.
And then you find out what they want, and then You know, hi, K-Rock, this is Junior. You've called
Ahoy.
This, ahoy. Hi. Ahoy. This is Junior. You've phoned the Stan and Haney show.
How may I help you?
Yep. Okay. Give that a try. It's all about friendliness. Because if they come on the air...
And Stan knows yep, friendliness, okay?
If they come on the air and got an attitude already, I'm already got a strike against me.
He is radio's good guy.
Always have been. Always have been.
That's what you're known for.
Yep.
Old softy.
Yep. I'm a soft touch.
Yep.
Mattress firm.
Guy that didn't give out a prize yesterday. No. Hung up on him.
Well, for good reason. And that's why I am radio's good guy. Because I wouldn't give a prize to somebody like that. Save it for somebody that appreciates it. Mattress firm. The Save Big sale is going on right now. What do you mean, Save Big? Well, it's the new year. Mattress Firm has the best deals on mattresses, adjustable bases, and more.
What kind of savings are you talking about?
Spitball
me a number?
Yeah. Why overpay for a memory foam? You know, you can get a Serta memory foam queen mattress for what? Just $397 while supplies last.
Okay. What about, what if I prefer like your Beauty Rest or your Serta?
Yeah, got them. Got them. Take care of it all. And if your wallet's a little light from holiday shopping, what?
The Beauty Rest Serta thing?
Yeah.
Save up to $400.
I know that. Now, if you got a light wallet after Christmas.
And who doesn't?
Mattress Firm's limited time financing offer means you can get low monthly payments on your dream mattress. You just got to call 1-866-780-6220, and then you get all the credit information. You can't beat it. It's the Save Big Sale going on right now at one of our favorite places. Haney and I both sleep on a Mattress Firm bed.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be glad you did, and tell them Stan and Haney sent you. There you go. 277-9600. And I want to stress this because we have not done this in a while. 239 area code. I know you can hear us on Alexa. You can stream us. You get the whole thing on the computer. You can do all. We're heard all over the country. If you are listening to us from outside of our Southwest Florida area, it's a 239
Florida area.
Yeah, it's a 239 area code. If you live somewhere else and you're listening to us right now, we will give you a stick pin in your town right on our big giant map of the country and the world. And we've got a lot there.
Does Junior know how to do stick pins?
Yes, he does. D-Train taught him how to do stick pins.
Because he's got to make them himself.
Well, he's got a few made already.
Well, I got to look it up on Google first.
Right, to find out.
He will not let that go.
That is a sore subject.
You know what? That's his meathead.
Yep. Yes. Everybody has their meathead. That one word or phrase or that just gets right underneath them.
Now, Junior probably doesn't know what that means. We had a producer one time, and Stan would call him every name in the book. You effing dimwit, this, that, and he just...
Like water off a duck's back.
Yeah, never bothered him. Until one day, Stan called him a meathead, and he started throwing stuff, started yelling at Stan. My mother listens to this show.
Really mad.
And I mean, you had called him much worse.
And I looked at you, really?
That's it.
Meathead?
That was his Waterloo right there.
For Junior, it's Google it.
Yep.
277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney?
I'll have something wonderful as soon as I have a computer that works.
All right, well, I'll take some calls, and when you want to start.
I want to start now.
But the computer won't let you.
No, right. But I've been told that's not important.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Stan.
Yeah.
This is Cape Coral Geo. How are you today?
What are we counting down?
We're not counting down. I just want to thank you guys for a great year on the radio.
Well, it's a new year.
Yeah, it's a new year. We're only 10 days into the new year.
Exactly. Well, you're on vacation for 2 weeks. And, missed all the current events, but you guys did a great year, though.
What did you think we missed?
Yeah, what did we miss on the 2 weeks we were gone?
Christmas.
That was the current event.
2-7-7-9-6-0-0. Again, I want to know what kind of tone Junior's using with these people so that they don't snap at me. 2-7-7-9-6-0-0. 239 area code for a stick pin. You got to tell us where you live, your town and city and state. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. This is Matt.
Hey, Matt.
How are you doing today?
Doing good, buddy.
I'm the guy that brought you some beverage down there at the camper that night.
Oh, yes, sir. And I thank you kindly.
And Junior doesn't know how to answer the phone yet.
Oh, hold it. What did he say to you when you called in and Junior picked up the phone? What did he say to you?
You've reached Santa Hania's show. Please go on hold. He didn't ask
Hold on. I got Junior right here.
But then if he talks too much, then you tell him he's not moving fast enough.
Yeah, what do you say?
I said, K-Rock, this is Junior. Are you calling for the Stan and Haney show?
That sounds proper. Is that what he said to you?
Yeah, but he don't ask what you want like you normally do.
What do you want?
I don't want nothing.
Okay. 2-7-7-9-6-0-0.
Here you go, Stan. Okay. You'll enjoy this one. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fifth Dimension.
Ah, they're great. Marilyn McCoon.
Billy Davis Jr. Another, I guess, fake marriage. Did you see what Tony Tennille did to the late Daryl Dragon?
Yeah, I know. Divorced him because how unemotional he was.
She's married to the guy for, 46 years?
Yeah.
He's never said a word. And he finds out he's getting divorced because a reporter asked him about it.
Yeah.
And then she goes and says that, it was a loveless marriage.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Why would you do that?
I don't know. And Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis are still married, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they are. They've been married a long time.
But that really ticked me off. Because even if all that's true...
Yeah.
Well, you stayed for 46 years.
Yeah, while the gravy train was running.
And... what is the purpose in degrading it now? What do you gain now by...
her name in the papers again?
That's horrible.
It is horrible. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Can somebody tell Junior that a cat can climb a 30-foot wall?
All right, give us... how do you know this?
I read an article in New York City, a cat was being chased by a dog, and it ended up on the third floor windowsill.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
And lizards
can climb a wall, too.
Yep.
Yep. It went straight up vertical, 30 feet high.
Yep.
Well, and plus the fact, your cats and your lizards, yep. Cats can make themselves skinny. They can go right between the slats.
Yep.
And lizards, doesn't bother them. Nope. They just walk right through. Yep.
What do they say about, a rodent can go through, a little tiny crack in a wall or something?
Yep.
They can go through. So you get your rodents, too.
But you know what? They have caught people coming. The Mexicans that want to be here are already here.
Yeah.
Very few people from Mexico even bother crossing the border
That's
anymore.
True.
It's all of the Central American.
South of Mexico.
Yes. They're all trying to get here, and especially now you got, Venezuela falling apart because of communism, but they want to bring them all in here so they can vote Democrat and work cheap,
yep.
Put people out of work. But the bigger problem, people all over the world want to get here so bad, and, that's Sarah Carter was on Hannity, and... she was interviewing these migrants, and I've heard of this before, but it's the first time I've seen them. Caught two men from Bangladesh that had paid big time money.
Yep.
They left Bangladesh, went to Dubai, they flew to Brazil, and then made their way from Brazil all the way up and into Mexico to walk across the border.
Yep, you'd be amazed.
People with ill intentions will get here.
Of course. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
Yeah, ahoy.
Hello, ahoy.
Yeah.
How are you today? I'm calling first-time caller.
Okay.
He put on his radio voice.
He did.
I'm a first-time caller, and I just want to call and thank you for all the support that you've given to little Stella.
Oh, yeah, we know Stella. Yeah, we know her. How do you know her?
Well, that's my granddaughter.
Oh, she's...
Oh, hey, Grandpa.
She's something. Here, let me ask you this, because we were clowning around. Were you ever in the broadcast business?
No, but I've suggested many times perhaps I should be.
Yeah,
you got you must have been in sales or something.
Something.
Oh, yeah, she's for sales. You're right.
Yep.
Because you have a voice that can, it has presence, and you've had to throw a pitch somebody's way before in the past.
Oh, for many times, yes.
Yeah, you sound great. And we love little Stella.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to call and say a big ahoy that she is just a super girl and doing so well.
Yes, she is. And thank you for calling.
Thank you, Grandpa.
He sounds good. Yep, in sales. Let's grab one more here before we take the break. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Doug from Naples. How are you?
Hey, Doug, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, just curious, have you guys been keeping up on a whole the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing and how she's not been able to...
Yeah, she's not been well.
Right. Now the Democrats are turning on her.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're afraid she's going to cross the Rainbow Bridge.
I guess there was a big push in the latter years of the Obama administration... they wanted her to retire so Obama would get to pick the justice, and she refused, and that started her big fan club that, oh, look how tough she is. She's never going to quit. Well, she's an 85-year-old woman, and just, what was it? Was it cancer?
Yeah.
That she had in her lungs?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do they expect?
It's like a catch-22 with her. They're upset because she didn't retire when Obama was in office.
Yep.
And apparently, from her camp, her argument was, well, you promised me that Hillary was going to win.
Yeah, it was a done deal.
277. Oh, no, I ran out of time. Let that next caller know I can't.
You feeling groovy yet?
I love this. Yeah. I'll soon be with you, my love. We're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. Give you my dog surprise. I got it right here. I'll be with you, darling. This is... slang terms you'll hear a lot of in 2019.
Like groovy?
And what do they mean?
Hep daddy?
There's a huge list of new slang terms that the kids know about today. Back when you and I, groovy and cool and right on. Now there's...
righteous, brother.
Yep. If you're able to identify it, and I'm not going to have any leeway. I've got the definitions of each of these words. And don't tell me it could mean the same thing or I actually meant... No.
Not necessarily.
Oh, I got that over vacation in a damn elevator at my complex.
Not necessarily.
Old guy comes
in. Well, it's because you don't know how to operate an elevator, son.
Apparently, I hit the elevator button. The light goes on to go down to the first floor. His fat wife is looking at it. Why aren't the doors closing? He reaches over and pushes the button. And she says, well, you would have thought that would have happened the first time we pushed the button.
Well, you needed a man.
Not necessarily. He swiped the button. I pushed it. Shut up. We'll be back.
Button swiper.
Yeah, Stan and Haney.
Fred and Barney. Siegfried and Roy. Ralph and Norton. Stan and Haney. Oh, you got to be... hit me. You can't pay me enough to say this.
What's so funny about that?
Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Yeah, we're a longtime comedy team. I use that term loosely. We're a longtime team.
I want to see that Laurel and Hardy movie.
I've seen the previews and it looks spectacular. Spectacular. Oh, by the way, over a vacation, I went and saw the Mary Poppins remake.
How was it? I can't believe you went to see that.
I wanted to see it because I wanted to see Dick Van Dyke.
Well, did you see much of him?
Yeah, you saw him in one scene, and he was great. And you know who else was? And she's 93 years old now, and I think she stole the movie. Let me tell you something. Great actors and great talent can always rise to the top. And you had Dick Van Dyke in there playing, because he was in the first Mary Poppins.
He played like a relative.
Yeah, well, he's a banker. He's the banker. But he was like the son of the banker in the first movie. But he's now an old man, too. And he did a little dance routine and a song. Spectacular. Spectacular. One of the last scenes of the movie, a 93-year-old Angela Lansbury.
She's still alive?
She's still alive. She's 93, and she does the scene where she's selling balloons and telling people to pick out the balloon they want, and they go flying off into the sky, and she sings a song. The woman at 93 stole the movie. She was spectacular. For those of you not sure who she is, she was in Bedknobs and Broomsticks back in the 60s. Going all the way back to the 40s, she was an actress. And then,
if you watch football, she was on that show they always talked about. And coming up next on CBS, Murder, She Wrote.
Yep. And then, they show the previews in the movie theater for the Laurel and Hardy film. It looks spectacular.
Because Laurel and Hardy... legendary comedy team.
Yep, from the silent film era all the way up to the 50s.
And, you know, you and I, we always talk about, oh, well, what would it be like if we were in a different era? Well, for them, they started out and were very popular in the silent era.
Yeah, and vaudeville.
And the world kind of passed them by. And at one point, they're big stars making the big bucks, and then everything stopped.
Yep.
And I guess this movie is about them then having to go out on tour, no longer playing the top venues, but, you know, they've been taken down several notches. And one of the things I read is that one of the big hooks of the movie is that Laurel and Hardy had been together as a comedy team all those years, but didn't really become friends until the end when they had to scrape by.
Yeah, and just, both of them had horrific health problems. And Oliver Hardy was the first one to pass away. He passed away in the 50s. And Stan Laurel, I guess, hung around until the 60s until he passed away. But two geniuses, two comedy geniuses, who hit hard times and had to earn a living.
Well, I mean, you think about the pantheon of the greats, you know.
Yep.
Laurel and Hardy, Three Stooges.
Yep. Right there. Yeah, I'll be definitely seeing that movie. All right, I want to give you a chance to win. And Haney, find me a little background music for this if you can.
And this is regarding slang?
Slang terms and what they mean.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay. All right. Slang back then in the 80s. Someone put together a list of the terms you might be hearing in 2019 from the in kids. They've got slang terms. We think we know the meaning of it, but it means something else today. First person to correctly identify one of them, We'll give you a prize. We have Stan and Haney Babakoo Saw. Have you heard about this IV hydration, where if you've had too much to drink, or maybe you just want to keep going and you need a quick IV?
I don't think it's to keep going. Yeah. I think it's to recoup.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that I was coming back from Key West last year, and that was what kept them going.
Okay.
Well, they came right up to the hotel room, gave me an IV, and I was ready to go again. We've got the pewter mug. We've got Everblades tickets. And we have a pair of tickets to Clam Jam.
Oh, hell yeah.
At the German American Social Club in Cape Coral. It's going to be the 26th and the 27th. Here we go. Those are the prizes. You can't have won anything in the last 30 days. We have Promo Suite now. They'll know that you've won more in the last 30 days. All right, here we go. These are the slang terms. T. T-E-A or just the letter T. What does that mean these days if you say T? It means something now. And the sentence I'll use it in, spilling the tea. Hey, Haney, why don't you spill the tea? What does that mean?
I know what it used to mean.
Yeah, maybe it still means the same. 277-9600. T, spelled like T, T-E-A, or just the letter T. Using it in a sentence, Haney, come on now. Spill the tea. What does it mean? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, Tyler.
Tyler, do you know what tea means in slang?
Spilling the dirt.
Yeah. Spilling the dirt, the gossip, the word on the street.
I was under the impression that it referred to Mary Jane.
Nope. Not in 2019. It's talking about somebody gossiping.
Never heard that.
Talking behind their back. These are new terms.
Junior doesn't know it either.
For 2019. He got it. What would you like?
Is anyone going to Junior, sir?
No, I'm right here. Okay?
Okay.
You clam jam, Everblades, pewter mug. Sounds like you can use some IV hydration therapy or a barbecue saw.
I'll do the Everblades thing.
All right. Hold on. 277-9600. Ladies, you might have used this. Beat. B-E-A-T. Can be used as a verb or an adjective. Used in a sentence, I gotta beat my face because I'm going out tonight. I gotta beat my face because I'm going out tonight. Beat. B-E-A-T. What does it mean in 2019?
Are you sure about these things?
Yep. You can't say, he got it right off the bat, that guy. Beat. What's it mean? This ladies would probably know this. I gotta beat my face because I got a date tonight. You familiar with that at all, Junior?
No.
Okay, well, you know what? You're getting older now. Your shoulders are getting more broad. And ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris.
Chris, if somebody says uses the slang term beat, B-E-A-T, what are they meaning? Mainly, I would say for women.
I'm going to go ahead and say putting on makeup, essentially.
Yep. You are absolutely right. It's
now, did you know that or did you guess?
Stan kind of made it pretty.
Yeah.
Where I got to beat my face, put a little makeup on, put a little rouge on there.
I don't know. Does anybody say that?
I'm just going by what they say. What would you like?
Can I do the Peter Mug?
Yep. Hold on. Okay. See, I don't know any of these either. But it's snatched. Snatched. S-N-A-T-C-H-E-D. Somebody says, man, you're snatched.
What?
What does that mean?
Abducted?
Nope. Sure doesn't. And it has something to do with the previous word, beat.
Well, man. I know what snatch used to mean.
Me too. Me too. Did you get any?
Yeah. Trim.
Yup. Means something different in 2019. Snatched. Not singular. It's got the ED at the end. It's not snatch. It's snatched. What does it mean in 2019? Ahoy, who's this?
Ryan.
Ryan, what does it mean, snatched?
I think it means looking good or
yes,
good.
Yes, that's exactly what it means. That's somebody comes up to you and...
I think this is made up.
And comes up to you and says...
I think you're running an elaborate prank.
You show up to an event looking fabulous, you're snatched.
How about that?
Yeah, what do you want?
How about some Baba Cousin?
Done. Hold on. I'm amazed that people are getting... I have no idea that this is what any of these mean.
So, I go into this, salon place in here, and I want, to get my toenails done.
That one is easy.
Oh, my God. Your toenails are, so grody. It was, really embarrassing. She's
this is...
Oh, my God. Bag those toenails.
All right.
I'm like, sure. She goes, I don't know if I can handle this, you know? I was
Okay. Extra. E-X-T-R-A. If somebody uses the term extra.
Doesn't that have something to do with gum?
No. No.
Breath mints.
No. Man, that's extra, okay? That's extra. What did you do that for? That's a little extra. Yep. 277-9600. Extra.
Zero.
277-9600. Do you know what that means?
Could you say it again? I was
extra,
on the phone.
Extra. Extra. Man, that's a little extra.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's real? Who says that?
Typically millennial girls.
Okay.
Okay. All right. 277-9600. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
What's your name?
This is Brad.
Oh, hey, Scatter.
That's what you call him.
Hey, Scatter. What do you think about if the slang word extra? What does that mean?
That sounds a little excessive.
Yeah, a little over the top. It means, and it's not necessarily in a good way. Like if someone accidentally bumps into you on the street and you key their car, the way you reacted was so extra. Yeah, you got it, Scatter. What do you want?
It was way too much.
Yeah. Scatter knows all about it. Yeah. That's how he's treated.
Yeah. Yeah, extra. what would you like?
How about some barbecue sauce?
Okay, hold on. that's the way he's been treated.
Yep.
Extra.
All he's ever done in his life is give.
Yeah.
To the max. I'm sure. It's really nauseating.
Okay.
Bark out. Gag me.
This is here. Hold on. I'm not going to use this. That one's too easy. I'll give you those after we finish the game.
Totally.
Do you know that hearing that is so distracting?
Well, that means it's working.
Yeah, on me. If you're thirsty, spelled just like if you need something to drink, thirsty. I would say that Dave, the waterman, in the meaning of what that means, Dave the waterman is, you're thirsty, man. You're thirsty. What does it mean? Do you know what it means? And would you agree with me that it's very Dave?
Yeah.
Thirsty.
Should I know what this means?
No. As you, yeah, life will move on.
How did you describe me the other day when you were talking about a certain type of rap music?
Oh, you're an older white man.
That's so what
not,
I am
so
now.
So you're not supposed to know it. Yeah, thirsty. What is it? What do you mean? If you're thirsty. Oh, jeez.
I'm an older white man.
Yeah, well, you are.
But you're older than me.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, if somebody is like Dave, and I said to Dave the Waterman, you're thirsty, man. What is it?
You want approval.
Yep, someone desperately wanting approval or desperately wants, also I would have accepted desperately from somebody that wants somebody in an R-rated kind of way. But it's somebody constantly seeking approval. You're thirsty, man. What would you like?
A pewter mug, please.
You got it. Hold on, buddy. Let me see what else is on here. Some of these, I even know what they are. The slang term basic.
Oh, yeah.
That's one that's been around a while. You've probably heard about it.
Yeah, even as an older white man, I've heard of that.
Yep. It's anything mainstream is basic.
I've heard it used as far as the term basic bitch.
No. This is anything having dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. Denny's. So basic. By this point in time, it used to be if you got a pumpkin spice latte, it was, oh, that's new. That's now it's been around for so long. It's basic. I know this one. And this, let me tell you something. This has been around since one man proclaimed himself this back in the 70s. All done with capital letters and period after each letter.
Goat?
Yep. Greatest of all time. Gucci. G-U-C-C-I.
That's copyrighted and trademarked.
What is it?
It means it'll be all good. We Gucci,
yes,
dog. We Gucci,
yes,
dog.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, you know all that, yes, stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what? I throw these at him. You're right. That's what it means. It means just totally good. Everything's fine.
He explained to me that I'm an older white man who deals in stereotypes.
Junior, if you're ratchet, what is that? You're ratchet, man.
It means you're kind of like dirty, kind of no good.
Like, you're rude, you're trashy.
Yeah, I could say it's usually used to describe a fallacious woman or...
Well, a fallacious woman?
Yeah.
Well, you know, some people pay big money to see that. Let's see.
Especially in Tijuana.
Yeah. Donkey. It can also mean you're cool now, though, in the right context. But basically, it means obnoxious, rude, trashy. This is... Here's another one that's very simple. Keeping it 100.
Keeping it real.
Yep. Keeping it real. That's how it is.
So we define it real. We define slang with other slang.
Keeping it authentic is...
Authentic.
Authentic. Keep it 100. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's all. I'm surprised. You knew quite a few of them. There's a lot I don't even know.
That's his world.
Yep, that's his thing. I'm going to tell you right now, stick by your radio, safe word, G-spot, could get you a thou, and it's just seconds away. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin, feast and famine, war and peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Well, we're right. The waterman's in early today, walking around doing nothing. And he seems very down today.
He did a good job last night.
But he seems so down today. I don't get it. Still got about 2.5 minutes. So if you're going to do this, you better do it quick. About 2.5 minutes. To get the 4 o'clock safe word in, it's SPEND, S-P-E-N-D, SPEND. Enter it at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock app on your mobile device. You could score a thou. You got about 2 minutes left. SPEND, S-P-E-N-D, SPEND. Yeah, he seems real down.
Wonder why.
I don't know why. Just seems down. Coming up in about 30
damn
minutes.
Damn refrigerator is driving me nuts.
Now, look, somebody just went and said, try putting a piece of cardboard on the rack in the refrigerator to see if that quiets it down. Look, hold on. Just hold on a second.
You need me to cover you, or?
No, I got to get this piece of cardboard. And then
here, I'll cover you.
Oh, I got to get my tickets. I'm going to go see Engelbert Humperdinck.
Are you?
I think I'm going to.
Now, missing you sleep after the loving, let it do you, la-dee-da.
Hey, take your drinks out. Hold on. Oh, there's one half drunk. Is that yours?
Yeah, they're all mine.
You're not finishing them. They're all half empty.
Not all of them. If they bother you, you can throw them away.
If this helps. Hold on. La-da-da. Want to thank the person that suggested this. See if this helps.
So you're supposed to put a piece of cardboard in it.
There. Shut that off. Let's hear if we hear anything. It's still there. It's still there.
Nah, that's got to sound like it's in the fan or something.
I think it's his motor. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 138. Again, it's northbound. Bonita Springs got a crash. The 24,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the CVS. And this one in Lehigh Acres, hit and run. 8th Street Southwest and Elva Avenue South.
Elva or Alva?
Not Alva. Elva. E-L-V-A. Elva.
Like a female Elvis?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes.
Valley girl. She's a valley girl.
Coming up in less than... He seems so down today. Coming up in
Why
less...
Why is it, he say?
I don't know. He wouldn't say.
He just wants your approval.
Well, he's got it. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you because Haney has today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you didn't know.
All right.
We'll have the brand new top porn trends for 2019.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know there was a call for this, but someone has invented the pizza fork.
We had a guy on that invented the popcorn fork.
Yes, we did. And remember, there's always money in the banana stand.
Yep.
Taco Bell is putting up a billboard that dispenses complimentary unlimited nacho cheese.
That's awesome.
A man who drunkenly proposed to the wrong woman on New Year's Eve is now hand-wringing over how to unpropose.
Because she accepted.
Nothing like a marriage ceremony in Key West, huh?
Nothing like it.
They're always long-lasting marriages.
Come to think about it, I've known a few. Long-lasting.
Well, a couple got married in Key West last month, and wouldn't you know it, the groomsman accidentally stabbed the groom.
Ah, oh, crazy.
And finally, this reminds me of an old friend of ours who used to live in Paterson, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Love that guy. Yeah. You'll see why it reminds me of him. A 79-year-old man called 911 to complain about his hooker's substandard performance. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. laughter is so very important. He seems so down today.
He just wants your approval.
Yeah. He's got it. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Flying is not fun.
It used to be a luxury. Now it's just like being on a flying bus.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear on your flight.
Top things you don't want to hear on your flight.
Snake!
Why didn't I hear anything there?
I hit the wrong button.
Okay.
Like Carol.
Yeah.
Bunch of bitches.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio.
Uh-oh. Mommy forgot to pack little Timmy's sedatives. Man, the TSA misses a lot. Okay, folks, we're beginning our initial descent into Syria. Please enjoy tonight's in-flight movie, Holmes and Watson. Hey, everybody, say hi to Wally, my therapy skunk.
Look at this, y'all.
You'd have to accept it. It's a therapy skunk.
Yep. Hey, guess what? I do CrossFit. Want to hear about it?
Oh, my God.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor the radio.
Isn't there about 4 or 5 other ones?
No, he's only got 2.
I'm Carol. I died in the beginning of Up. Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories. Bunch of bitches.
Yeah. I know we just met, but I got a good feeling about you. Would you mind if I told you my opinion about President Trump?
Yep. If Haney was flying.
I don't wear a toupee.
Something to drink? Coffee? Juice? Beer? Wine? Scissorp?
Yeah. Give me some of that purple drink.
Excuse me, do you mind if I put up the armrest for just a minute while I clip my toenails?
Oh, Jesus! Mary and Joseph!
It's okay, Mama.
I only mention this because we're sitting rather close together. You should probably be on the lookout for signs of pink eye in the next few days.
Hold my beer.
And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear on your flight.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Looks like that's your seat right there. Right in the middle between the sumo wrestler and the lady with the screaming baby.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey!
You shut up, you old...
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You're an old fart.
Jeez.
Shut up.
Now you're getting off fighting with a woman?
Yeah, you dried up old...
It is ma'am.
Email. Ahoy.
I'm sorry. You just don't look like a ma'am.
Ahoy.
Motherfucker. Hey. Take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a sir.
Sorry, sir.
Hey. Manufactured crisis is the heading of this one. Tom in Astero's writing this. Ahoy, gentlemen. Thank God every day that Crooked Hillary isn't president of the United States.
Means I've done my job, Stan.
Unfortunately, I have to put up with these brainless Democratic leaders who attack President Trump daily. Nancy and Chuck are leading the New Democrats, and their talking points saying that the crisis at the southern border is manufactured. Yet, odd, prior to Trump, there was very strong Democratic support for the wall. This community, right here where we live, Southwest Florida, knows all too well that the crisis is real. And I'm speaking of the execution of Officer Adam Jobbers Miller. Absolutely right, signed Tom and Astero. This guy. Remember when we said, you brought it up to me, you said, is the world finally, this country finally, you know, looking back at President Nixon and maybe it's softening a little bit that he wasn't that bad of a guy?
No, he just got caught up in a bunch of nonsense.
Not according to this guy who did not leave his name. Okay, I like you guys, but are you neocons? Because Henry Kissinger, deep state agent, he's the one, besides Richard Nixon, who made a deal to take us off the gold standard and put us on the oil dollar and the petrodollar with Saudi Arabia through the Federal Reserve, which is a straight scam. If you guys should know that. Trump is taking down the Federal Reserve, restructuring it, kicked out the Rothschilds, because you should know the Fed is a private entity.
Yes, we know all this.
Yeah, I'm not going to go on. And then it goes on about Alex Jones is a Mossad agent that gives bad info with good. And what the hell? And
so not a fan of the Jews, this guy.
Whatever.
Huh? Yeah. All right. We know the type.
Yep, we do.
But I will say this. With the way that they treat Trump, he has got to be doing something right.
Oh, he is to
have that much animus against him.
Yep.
He's got to really be doing stuff.
Yep. He's knocking on doors. He's pushing over rocks, seeing what's underneath, and it's making a lot of people do just about anything.
And if he'd been willing to play ball, you would see totally different coverage.
Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
What have we got in here? 30, Mr. Trump. What else? A lot of Trumps in this. Leftists. Let's see where we're at. DNA.
Let's stop with the leftists and the socialists. They're commies.
Yeah.
Okay?
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Wow, just how biased are the so-called TV media? Every one of the leftist network news shows is condemning Trump. They should just put one report on a loop and play it over and over again. Their new word to describe the crisis is manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
Do they really think Trump would take the time to make up such a story? It amazes me that you have border agents, the head of Homeland Security, highly regarded security companies, all saying we need a wall, which by all the verified true facts, walls do work, and they still don't believe it. Can you really be that ignorant? Mr. Trump, build the wall. That's the Guardian's opinion.
He's done it again!
Well, if you want to know how walls work or don't work, go and study what's gone on in Israel for the past couple of decades.
Yep, theirs works.
Works really well.
When we come back, we will pose to you our question of the week. It's not a yes or no answer. It is something very personal to you. You have a story. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. our question of the week. I see Dave came in early. Seems there he is over there with Junior, looking for a friend to talk to. He's so down.
All he wants is your approval, Stan.
Yep, and he's got it. He's got it. I hear.
Look how happy he
yep,
is.
Yep, look at that. And I got to admit, the highlight of the Rob show last night was the playing of El Camino. That was the really that was the topper. I'm on your side, Waterman.
No, it's an instant yeah. classic.
Haney and Randy Bailey and everybody playing those guitars and drums and everything it sounded great. And you with the lyrics. Did you come up with those all on your own? Mm-hmm. We'll be back.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. You know, if you're going to go on a vacation, Dave, just come right out and say it. Hey,
what are you talking about?
He is down. He is down and...
But he got your approval.
It's not my approval he's looking for. He's looking
I thought it was your approval no, he wanted.
I understand now he's looking for advice.
No, now he's upset that he's got your approval.
I got a text.
What does he want?
I don't know. Here's what it is.
Dave, I thought you wanted Stan's approval.
I got a text. He wants to go on a vacation.
Well, who doesn't want to go on a vacation?
Well, to talk things over. He's got some questions he needs answered.
About his vacation?
About his life.
You've got to turn the mic on.
The mic's on. The mic's on.
I can't hear him.
He's just because he's just doing a lot of spazzing.
I can't hear him.
I'm not going on a vacation, bro.
Aren't you going to the Keys?
I'm not going to Keys, man. I can't afford to go to
No, I know.
Key
this
West.
Is why you asked this person.
Huh?
Why? What is this about?
Evidently.
I'm just... Evidently. I know what you're talking about, too, so you just keep it cool.
What? He asked...
I don't know what he's talking about.
Some questions. About business. Not this style. All right? And I just wanted to ask
He's talking in a lot of code.
Because it doesn't need to get out like you, the way you run your damn mouth.
What are you talking about? I'm getting texted.
Well, then just keep it to yourself there.
Why wouldn't you have brought me in on this?
Yeah.
I hadn't even had a chance to talk to you yet, man. I've only talked to you like for not even 6 minutes.
Well, we were just talking about the fact that we're old and we thought rock and roll would keep us young. Yeah, and then you told Junior he was wrecking music.
Well, because the guy is, man. Everything's digital and all he does is punch in digital guitars and digital drums. And hey, we got an album. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is that?
That's somebody spinning the barrel of a revolver.
Oh.
Getting ready to cap
that's
someone.
No, that's the gat going off, son.
Well, if that's the gat going off, then that would shortly be followed by something else. What's the sound of the police?
Whoop, whoop. All right. I've been there, bro.
I got a question of the week, and we're going to take phone calls, then I'll do some traffic. I don't think it pertains to a lot of people in this room, this question of the week. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Dave is assessing his life, I guess, and it prompted the question of the week. Have you, as an individual, ever had a career, might have been a poor career choice, or a successful one, and decided, that's it, I'm going to start a new career? Have you ever changed a career in the middle of your life? Maybe you were a successful restaurateur and you decided you wanted to get into some other line of business like the lumber business. Have you ever?
I admire people that can do that.
I know it. And there are so many of them out there. And it's a great story.
And the people that I know that have been successful business owners, I don't think I could do it.
No.
Because you have to be able to fail.
Have
and you, come back stronger.
And I'll phrase it this way.
And the people that really make it If you knew how many times they'd been down in the dirt, you wouldn't believe it.
Have you ever had a career or a business? Ended it and started something new. 277-9600. We'll do some traffic.
You mean
we'll
look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what?
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to do
something
else.
You have made a serious vocational error.
Yep. And I'm going to go and do something else. Maybe it was something that you, I got a buddy who's one of the best architects in the country, went through all of college before he went to grad school and was going to become a veterinarian and was already on the verge of it being his career.
Oh, man. You get a lot of chicks being
said,
a veterinarian.
No, going to be an architect. 277-9600. Let's do some traffic.
Remember this one little kid always got... He got bullied pretty bad.
Yeah.
And all he ever wanted to be was a dentist.
Yep. And then we'll take your phone calls.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
But all he ever did was make toys.
Yep.
His dream was to be a dentist.
Gotta think of it along those lines. Fort Myers got a crash. South Tamiami Trail. 18,000 block. We got another one, Fort Myers. Crash, Cypress Lake Drive, right at the Speedway. Fort Myers crash, Gateway Boulevard and Commerce Lakes Drive. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. Crash, State Road 82 and Gateway Boulevard. And you are up to date. Question of the week. And like Haney said, I admire people like this. Did you ever have a vocation, a career, a business, and then decided, guess what? I'm starting over. I'm going to do something else. 277-9600. Yeah, that's an amazing thing. I know, and I wouldn't call this a career. I've been doing radio my entire life, as Haney has. At one point, I wanted to be a psychologist. I got my degree and realized this ain't for me. And I was doing radio as a side thing and said that's where my career took me. And 30 some odd years later, still doing it. But I had every intention of being a psychologist. Didn't go that way. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about you've established yourself. You've done something. And then you, okay, been there, done that, had that business, had that career. Now I'm starting something else. I know you and I, this is what we've done.
We don't really know how to do anything else. I mean, even if you wanted to go back to the psychology thing, you'd probably
have to go back to school.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so far removed from it. A lot of things, you know, have been taken out of the mental illness category.
a lot of your specialties now are considered normal behavior.
Normal behavior. 277-9600.
That's true. Has there ever been a time that the mentally ill are as indulged as they are now?
Big time. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi. Hey, this is Rob.
You ever have a career? Stop mid-flight? Change it to something else?
Yeah, I was about in my 20s, 22, 23. I was a painter. I was at the top. Had a beeper. And they didn't have phones yet. And I decided that I just wanted to be a carpenter, and I switched out. Took a $7 cut in pay.
Now, do you have your own, you a carpenter now with your own business now?
I was a carpenter for 10 years, and I went back to painting.
Ah, there you go. All right. Then back and forth. Fair enough. 277-9600. See, I'd ask Junior, but your career is what you're doing now. You always wanted to be a producer and engineer. And
I mean, I went to school to write music. I was studying jazz and classical,
okay,
like composition. But my teachers were very discouraging. Like, oh, in this field, you're not going to get a steady pay for like 10 years. So,
well, and they
got really discouraged.
Your teachers, pretty much the first thing they did, according to what you told me, is told you that you'd made a terrible mistake going to school.
Yeah, I had one professor who was a very depressing guy, and like that's like one of the first things that he said.
I mean, you know what? And I shouldn't leave Dave out of this. He was going to be an actor.
Because he was a beautiful child.
Yeah, child model.
And when he was eight, he was yoked, man. Ripped. Yoked.
Yeah, you've seen those pictures.
Yeah,
boy,
sure, I was something.
Yeah. But yeah, I was going to be an actor at one point, child actor.
But you didn't have a career.
Weren't you in, were you in Air Bud? Was that it?
I worked on the set of Air Bud. Yeah, Air Bud 2.
Yeah, we looked it up on I didn't have any credits.
But,
no, he was day labor.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I wanted to become a boat captain. And,
but you wanted to be. Did you ever become a boat captain?
No, I
quit that and then become a radio guy.
I didn't quit it. I got caught on fire,
then
you don't fall into the category of the question.
I decided that for him.
That's right. Haney says, "Would you like to come?"
Okay, too.
Why'd you cut him off?
I can't listen. It's not the question. I wanted to. I could have. I was made to do this. That's not the question. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys, this is Andy.
Andy, one career, ended it, one business, ended it, started over.
Maybe three or four. I grew up, my dad wanted to keep me out of trouble, so he made me come to work at 14 years old. Something like Haney.
Yeah.
I was out on my own at 16. Anyway, I grew up in a locksmith shop. A great profession.
You know what? Being a locksmith, everybody needs a locksmith.
Yep. Over in Miami. I took over a corporation when I was 21 years old. I had a bunch of 40-year-old workers working for me.
Wow.
And then I started having kids and wanted to get the hell out of there. You know, it was just turning bad over there. You know, come find dead bodies in the parking lot in the morning.
Yeah. And then what did you become?
Well, I came over here and tried the same thing, and there wasn't no business. So one of my hobbies was canoeing. So I became a canoe instructor, and I started selling canoes. And that was slow.
Wow.
And took off. Finally, I got into I went to school for marine mechanics, and I started selling those little Ginu boats. I don't know if you ever heard of
those
them.
Are great, yeah.
Awesome boats, man. I became the biggest dealer in the country. I put that company on the map. They didn't even have a website when I started out with
$5,000.
And in 2007, I sold $1 million worth of those things.
My buddy got one of those in the 80s, and it was the only one that I'd ever seen. But what a great product.
Oh, well, awesome. I mean, they're just do anything.
Hats
go
off
anywhere.
You know what? Everything you've put your hands at, you've been successful.
Well, that when you know, once those started taking off, I basically opened an outdoor store selling, you know, I even had a gun shop in there. And
nice.
Selling camping equipment and all that, and then 2009, you know, the credit crunch and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I ended up having a heart attack, and so pretty much retired.
I'm glad you're retired, and I'm glad, you know what, you had a lot to look back on, man.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable life.
Appreciate the call. See that, Dave? 277-9600. That's a life. I'd like to be a locksmith.
You think you'd be good at it?
I don't know anything about it. Just cool job. They need you. Remember the guy that did it with your door with the balloon? Just boom.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Ahoy, who's this?
Cecile.
Cecile?
Cecile.
Cecile.
Yes.
You're breaking my heart.
That's Cecilia.
Career change?
I went from banking to commercial cleaning.
Okay. Couldn't stand the banking life, huh?
Well, actually, I got laid off after a period of 23 years. I got laid off three times in that period.
Wow.
After 23 years.
Yeah. So in 2009, you know, you mentioned the crunch of 2009.
Yeah.
That was the last layoff, so I decided to stick with commercial cleaning. I was in it part-time. Went into it basically on a full-time basis, and I'm actually grossing about $20,000 more a year.
Good for you. 277. You know what? There's a career in everything. Things that you won't even think about. Just got an Absolute Law text line, and it just caught my eye. My sister-in-law was a prominent hairstylist and changed careers, big-time porta-potty seller. Got to do it. We knew a girl that used to sell the little discs that you'd put in urinals.
Oh, yeah, urinal cakes.
Big business. Big. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. Sandy, how you doing?
Andy, career change?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to start off. I'm an older guy, so I'd like to encourage the younger people to look around and make it in a job, because I was stuck in a job working for a Fortune 500 company for 27 years. One day I just had enough, gave them a month's notice with no job prospects. I was going to go, I had a job working for, I was in a different, totally different industry. I was going to go work for a big box hardware store. And my buddy who worked for the family business was in a similar industry. He goes, hey, we got an opening. Oh my gosh, it's like a guy and gone to heaven. They take care of you. They're nice to you. Look around. You don't have to be stuck in a corporate job.
Yeah, being nice goes a long way.
It does. What it does is it forms loyalty.
Yep, because I've worked for some friggin' maniacs.
Yep.
So have you. Were you fist fights and all that?
We could seriously write a book. How would you like to see the general sales manager and the owner of the station go into his office and watch the walls bow as they're throwing each other up against it?
Yeah. How'd you like to work for a husband and wife that bring their screaming matches to work?
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen it all. Ahoy. Who's this?
Ahoy. This is Todd from Fort Myers.
Todd, career change.
Yeah, big time. In Michigan, I was out of high school, I started working in the Ford factories, auto mechanic.
Yeah.
I became a skilled trade UAW guy. Fractured a vertebrae in my back when I was 42. No education, no job. They cut me off, so I got my MS and MA in mathematics education.
Wow.
I was a high school math teacher when I moved to Florida. Now I have an entire engineering academy that I teach.
That's amazing.
You know, I saw...
That's amazing.
I saw a show over the Christmas break that just... It broke my heart. It's a show that I enjoy watching as like one of those guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
It's called I Almost Got Away With It.
Oh, I've seen that show.
So you know what I'm talking about. This particular episode centered about this guy who was born in South Central L.A., and as a teenager, his friend got shot and died in his arms. And he said, at that moment, I said, I don't care what it takes. I am getting out of here. And took a bunch of odd jobs, saving up money. One of those, he was a janitor that cleaned up in a bank.
Yeah.
So he continues working jobs and gets into trucking, saving his money, gets his own rig. He's got it made. He marries a lady. She's already got one kid. Then she starts having kids with him. They've got a beautiful home, but it's all based on him and his rig. And he's doing routine deal and just through a freak accident. And remember, it's him. He doesn't work for somebody else. So there's no workers' comp. He slipped and fell off a loading dock.
Oh.
And destroyed his back to where he can't get into a rig. After about a year of this, he started robbing banks and getting away with it.
Oh.
Because that janitor experience paid off.
Yeah.
He knew about the dye packs and the bait bags and all that.
Little career change.
Yep.
If you'd like to answer our question of the week, feel free to do so. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. What career change did you make? Maybe it might have been you successful at something and going to do something else.
That's scary as hell when it's all based on your physical ability and one slip your whole life from
I you. Would think if I owned my big rig, I would have equipped it with like a hydraulic chair to lift me up and put me into the rig.
He wasn't at that point.
Yeah.
He was just starting out where, you know, The checks are coming in. Things are good. You miss one check, it all goes away.
Mark Haney and the news is next.
A lot of people ask us how the hell we've managed to stay on the air for so damn long. Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but here's two of them. Our guardian angel wears a hard hat, and Father Pete had to call in a few favors. Without that, we'd have been gone in 1998, and that's the truth. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Coming up at 6 o'clock, you'll get a 6 o'clock safe word and the Rob Show. Coming up at 6 o'clock, his second night.
Is it the Rob Show starring Dave the Waterman?
That's what the way Dave would want it. That's why he's feeling so blue. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Is it Dave the Waterman presents the Rob Show?
No. No. No, it's not. Just, I'm not, you know.
It's just the Rob Show.
It's the Rob Show. And then Rob comes on and says, hi, everybody, it's the Rob Show. And I got my little buddy Dave the Waterman here.
Oh.
And he goes right on, right on.
Okay.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic.
He's a good boy, you know.
Yeah, Rob's doing a good job.
Well, that may be true, but Dave, he's a good boy.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
You know, he just celebrated his 44th birthday. He's a good boy.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We will start in Alva.
They're adorable at that
age. They sure are. Precious thing.
Really coming into his own.
Yeah. Alva. Named after the flower, not Thomas Alva Edison. Crash, Palm Beach Boulevard at the Alva Diner. Fort Myers got a crash, Alico Road and Industrial Drive. Here's another one, Fort Myers, crash, South Tamiami Trail, the 18,000 block. That's been up there for a while. I'm tossing it. Don't worry about it. And what do we have here? Another crash. 17,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, right by the Restaurant Depot. Have you ever seen that big, giant Restaurant Depot building?
I think I passed it once or twice.
It's huge. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30, less than 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Rural News Tonight. Max Robinson in Chicago, Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight, Barbara Walter, special reports, tonight a comment from Howard K. Smith, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, January 10th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know. Believe it or not, there was one man who survived the atomic bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
So the bomb hits. He says, I got to get the hell out of Hiroshima. I'm going to head up to Nagasaki, and gets caught there too.
Yes.
Gee. And lived.
Yes. Survived both. His name is Tsutomu Yamaguchi. And believe it or not, he died in 2010 at the ripe old age of 93.
Wow.
Survived not one, but two atomic bombs, yeah, and lived to be 93.
That should tell you something. You know, at first, you know, hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
you know, a bomb's been dropped, it'd be a poor spot for a picnic.
Yep. Toupee, if you will.
Yeah. Directed right at one's self-esteem.
Yep. Yeah.
Speaking of nukes and Asian nations, North Korea.
Yeah.
When you have complete and total control over the population, you can do whatever you want. North Korea chose to have its own time zone for 3 years.
Oh, that's true. I don't even think it's on the hour. It's true. I think it is.
From August of 2015 until May of last year, they decided they were on Pyongyang time, which was a half hour behind South Korea.
Yeah. Their time was on the half hour.
Uh-huh. Which is obviously superior.
Of course it is.
We may not understand this, but what we do understand is that the dear leader knows things we don't.
Correct.
I think we are all familiar with the term shrapnel.
Yeah, soldier will have something explodes, a bomb or something, get some shrapnel in his leg, chunks of metal.
Why is it called that?
I have no idea.
It's named after Henry Shrapnel.
Oh, Hank Shrapnel.
A major general in the British Army in the late 1700s, he invented an exploding shell with lead pellets inside.
Oh,
that's just extra.
Yeah.
Extra, man.
I got a quick traffic update. Road Watcher, traffic accident causing backup on I-75 northbound between Daniels Road and Luckett Road. So, enjoy. Jeez.
Well, it's a new year, and some things change, some things don't. We have just gained access to the 2019 Porn Trends Report.
Ah! Yeah?
It's based on everything people did and did not watch in the world of porn.
And so basically tells you what people are looking for.
Yes.
All right.
Here are the 2019 porn trends for those of you in the industry.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about.
One big one, women watching porn was up 28% in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The big fetish that men and women disagree on is spanking.
What? All right, who likes and who doesn't?
Women just can't get enough of it. It was the seventh most popular fetish for women.
Oh, that is so hot.
Men don't appreciate it. It's only the 98th for men.
Yeah. Spanking.
And some literal big news. The searches for BBW porn up well over 87%.
All right, help me with the initials.
Oh, big, beautiful women.
Ah, the fats.
Yep.
Okay.
And sad news.
What?
For an already marginalized population, ginger porn down 14%.
Yeah, and that's surprising. You know, even gingers will recognize this is nothing I want to see. Yeah.
And finally, it appears that the 50 Shades of Grey mania is finally over. Your bondage and all that, your BDSM.
Yeah.
Dropped a full 34%.
That's significant. But spanking.
Oh, the ladies can't get enough of it. But men don't appreciate it.
No. Nope.
What do you think you're doing? In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, many marriages fail, and many wonder why. Well, many times it can be traced back to the very beginning. Here's a case in point. A man in England posted on Reddit last week about a massive problem he created himself. The man has a girlfriend.
Okay.
However, He's been cheating on her with one of his co-workers. And he likes the co-worker a lot better. As a matter of fact, he likes her so much more. His plan was to dump the girlfriend and then propose to the co-worker.
Okay, I get his plan. I'm seeing it now. Don't necessarily agree, but, you know, that's your plan. Dump the girlfriend, propose to the co-worker.
That was the plan, Stan, until it went horribly wrong. New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
He was with his girlfriend at a party. You know, the old get through the holidays thing.
Yep.
And at this party, other people were proposing. He got drunkenly swept up in the sentiment and proposed to the girlfriend.
May as well join in.
Upon reaching sobriety, he panicked, went on Reddit to ask for advice on how one might unpropose to someone and possibly get the ring back.
What an idiot.
But finally, after lots of people on the internet called him an idiot.
Yep.
He posted an update. He's now come to the conclusion that marrying his girlfriend is the right move.
Sure.
So he's not going to mention any of this to her. And he's going to end things with his coworker and quit his job so he won't have to face her.
This guy's a coward. This guy's weak.
He says, quote, "I've known my girlfriend longer, and my mom gave me a call saying she's very happy. So I really didn't want to disappoint my mom."
Okay, now we're finding out.
So you can see the solid foundation this marriage is built upon for years and years of happiness.
What?
Talk about over his head.
Mm-hmm. In way deep.
Ah, marriage. It's just endless happiness.
Exciting and new.
Yeah. And, you know, the ceremony itself, it's so beautiful. It's such a wonderful day when there's a wedding. Nicholas Camargo got married in Key West last month.
Oh, well, he has my sympathy.
And one of his groomsmen was his 29-year-old a-hole buddy, Giovanni Arenado. The receptionist was at a restaurant/bar called Flight Island, which I think is the old Kelly McGillis place.
I don't know if that's what it's called. I was there like a couple of weeks ago.
I think that's where it was.
I like that place.
And after a round of celebratory shots, the groomsman pulled out a switchblade and began playing around with it.
What?
It's always fun.
Yep. At a wedding to pull out a switchblade.
You know, maybe sit down at a high top, play a little five-finger fillet.
Mumbly pegs.
Yep. Now, the groom asked him politely to stop it.
Yeah. Put away the shiv.
But instead, the groomsman continued to play around and made some playful stabbing motions at him.
You son of a gun.
This resulted in a stab wound to the left thigh on the groom. The groomsman attempted to flee the scene.
Naturally.
By jumping off a second floor balcony and hit his head.
Ouch.
Apparently, he's okay and so is the groom. However, the knifeman had to be airlifted to Miami. That'll be a nice bill.
Yeah, there he is.
Now, he won't be facing assault charges since they believe the stabbing was a legitimate accident, that he didn't intend to stab him. And the groom isn't pressing charges, but he did break two railings on the balcony, causing about $1,100 in damages. So he was arrested for felony criminal mischief.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, and you see, none of that would have happened if people hadn't decided to get married like that.
Yep. We've known people that got married in Key West.
And very similar stories.
Yep. Yep.
There is a 79-year-old man by the name of William Batts. He lives in South Euclid, Ohio.
God's country.
And at the age of 79, living in a suburb of Cleveland.
Like I said, God's country.
He is desperate to find any joy in life. He realizes it's nearly over. He's accomplished nothing. And he is determined to pursue whatever tiny bit of physical pleasure he is able to. This resulted in him acquiring the services of two hookers.
Okay.
Well, the two hookers showed up and something happened. We don't know what, but you know, they were there.
Transaction took place.
They were there for a purpose.
Yes.
And after things were all wrapped up, 79-year-old William called 911 to report a robbery.
Oh.
Why?
Why is that?
He says these hookers, quote, failed to meet my expectations, yet still took $500 from his wallet.
$500 for two of them.
By the time police got there, these nice ladies were long gone.
Yeah, each with a nifty $250.
And William gave them the best detailed description he could. According to the police report, they were black ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Around 40 years old.
Oh, gee.
One was 5'7", and the other one was named Keisha. She's the, quote, short, fat one.
Yep.
Police were unable to locate the ladies, but they wound up having some semblance of mercy, not charging William for solicitation or abusing 911. I think they agree with us. The man's been through enough.
Yep. 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 Put out a bolo on those two.
Yep. Hey, Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, January 10th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
If you or someone you know suffers from an addiction to bad radio, please go to stanandhaney.com for help. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending the afternoon with us. Safe word coming up at 6 o'clock. Could get you a thou with the Rob Show, our brand new show at night. Let's get a final.
Hey, isn't Dave involved in that?
I guess he is. From what Zito told me, Rob has been structuring the show, taking a look at what he wants to do throughout the night.
Right.
And Dave's running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
What?
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. North Fort Myers got a crash. Swan Lake Drive. Didn't that sound nice? Swan Lake Drive and North Tamiami Trail.
It sounds idyllic.
Yep. Fort Myers. Crash. 6 miles Cypress and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date.
I need a vacation.
In the keys.
Sometimes I feel like I wanna go to the city of cavemen, the city of bedrock. I'd be a Flintstone. Now I'll tell you why.
Stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Even the way we do vacations is different. My wife loves activities on vacation. I don't like that. I like to go, my idea of vacation, you eat, you drink, you lay down. Yeah, that's it. I don't do tours. You sign up for a tour with the 16 strangers. So we planned the vacation. Went to Turkey. It was 2 years ago. I recommend it, not now. Even 2 years ago, it was volatile. We're watching the news. A bomb went off next to the hotel that we were going to stay at. So we became concerned. I called Turkey. I called the hotel. I go, hi, we're a little concerned here. Just saw that a bomb went off next to the hotel. And the guy's like, no, come on, it's to the side. What? No, they don't come here. We are eating tabbouleh and we are dancing in the streets. I go, people are on fire in front of your hotel. Is it safe? Is it safe?
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Dave is assessing his life, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it prompted the question of the week. Have you, as an individual, ever had a career, might have been a poor career choice, or a successful one, and decided, that's it, I'm going to start a new career? Have you ever changed a career in the middle of your life? Maybe you were a successful restaurateur, and you decided you wanted to get into some other line of business, like the lumber business. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi. Hey, this is Rob.
You ever have a career? Stop mid-flight? Change it to something else?
Yeah, I was about in my 20s, 22, 23. I was a painter. I was at the top. Had a beeper, and they didn't have phones yet. And I decided that I just wanted to be a carpenter, and I switched out. Took a $7 cut in pay.
Now, do you have your own, you a carpenter now with your own business now?
I was a carpenter for 10 years, and I went back to painting.
Ah, there you go. All right. Then back and forth. Fair enough. 277-9600. See, I'd ask Junior, but your career is what you're doing now. You always wanted to be a producer and engineer.
I went to school to write music. I was studying jazz and classical,
okay,
like composition. But my teachers were very discouraging. Like, in this field, you're not going to get a steady pay for like 10 years. So,
well, and they
got really discouraged.
Your teachers, pretty much the first thing they did, according to what you told me, is told you that you'd made a terrible mistake going to school.
Yeah, I had one professor who was a very depressing guy. And like, that's like one of the first things that he said.
I mean, you know what? And I shouldn't leave Dave out of this. He was going to be an actor.
Because he was a beautiful child.
Yeah, child model.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And when he was eight, he was yoked, man,
yeah,
ripped.
Yoked,
yeah, you've seen those pictures.
Yeah,
boy,
sure
was
have.
Something. Yeah. But yeah, I was going to be an actor at one point, child actor.
But you didn't have
a
career.
Were you in Air Bud? Was that it?
I worked on the set of Air Bud. Yeah, Air Bud 2.
Yeah, we looked it up on the whole IMDb.
I didn't
there.
Have any credits. But,
no, he was day labor.
Yeah.
But then, I wanted to become a boat captain. And,
did you ever become a boat captain?
No,
that and then become a radio guy.
I didn't quit it. I got caught on fire,
then
man.
You don't fall into the category
and
of the question.
And he didn't decide to become a radio guy. I decided that for
right.
him.
That's right. Haney yeah. says, would so, you like to come?
Okay, 277.
Why'd you cut him off?
I can't listen. It's not the question. I wanted to. I could have. I was made to do this. That's not the question. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys, this is Andy.
Andy, one career, ended it, one business, ended it, started over.
Maybe three or four. I grew up, my dad wanted to keep me out of trouble, so he made me come to work at 14 years old. Kind of like Haney.
Yeah.
I was out on my own at 16. Anyway, I grew up in a locksmith shop. A great profession.
You know what? Being a locksmith, everybody needs a locksmith.
Yep. Over in Miami. I took over a corporation when I was 21 years old. I had a bunch of 40-year-old workers working for me.
Wow.
And then I started having kids and wanted to get the hell out of there. It was just turning bad over there. You know, come find dead bodies in the parking lot in the morning.
Yeah. And then what, anyway, what did you become?
Well, I came over here and tried the same thing, and there wasn't no business. So one of my hobbies was canoeing. So I became a canoe instructor, and I started selling canoes. And that was slow.
Wow.
And took off. Finally, I got into I went to school for marine mechanics, and I started selling those little Ginu boats. I don't know if you ever heard
of those. Are great, yeah.
Awesome boats, man. I became the biggest dealer in the country. I put that company on the map. They didn't even have a website when I started out with $5,000. In 2007, I sold $1 million worth of those things.
My buddy got one of those in the 80s, and it was the only one that I'd ever seen. But
yeah.
What a great product.
Oh, well, awesome. I mean, they're just do anything.
Hats
go
off
anywhere.
To you. You know what? Everything you've put your hands at, you've been successful.
Well, that when you know, once those started taking off, I basically opened an outdoor store selling, you know, I even had a gun shop in there. And
nice.
Selling camping equipment and all that. And then 2009, you know, the credit crunch and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I ended up having a heart attack. And so pretty much retired.
I'm glad you're retired, and I'm glad, you know what? You had a lot to look back on, man.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable life.
Appreciate the call. See that, Dave? 277-9600. That's a life. I'd like to be a locksmith.
You think you'd be good at it?
I don't know anything about it. Just cool job. They need you. Remember the guy that did it with your door with the balloon? Just boom.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.